The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sota has been dedicated by our good friends and Talmid, Mr. Haimi and Dina Dana, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim, for the success of their children, and especially the Fu'as Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, ולעילוי נשמת יוסף בן סרינה, דוד בן פרידה, נעיר בן זוהרה, משה בן פייגה רות, שרה בת אסתר, פייגה רות בת אסתר, אל אסתר בת יוכבת. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תזכו למצוות. Today's daf is being studied in honor of the rabbi, עבדך, dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Meyer, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim. Thank you.
Daf here.
Today's daf is being studied. The Ilui Nishmat Morze Kenira by Yosef Ben Sarav, Abraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenechem B'Gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. The Ilui Nishmat Mori V'Rabbi V'Ateret Roshi, Hacham Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam, that his yotzeit is today. Ruach Hashem Tenechenu B'Gan Eden. Amen. Begin today's in the Fu'ash Shalema, Moshe ben Dina, Sarah Ruhama bat Rachel, Sarah bat Rachel, Elna refer Elahim, Fata Nefesh, Urfata Guf, Furatam, Kerubal, Abba, Vechin, Yerosov, and Omar, Amen. Begin today's daf on Daf Dalid, Amud Bet, and we begin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 lines from the bottom, starting with the first words on the line. The Gemara is quoting a Pasuk in Mishle. The beginning of the pasuk says, "To'avat Hashem kol geva lev." Was talking about the abomination of people that are arrogant. The end of the pasuk says, "La yad liyad lo yinake." Literally means hand to hand, lo yinake, we will not be clean. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav." Now right away we have a textual change here from the Haggadah Tabach. And she has the same text changed as well. Kol sheyesh bo gasuta ruach. Anybody that has gasuta ruach, that's arrogance. Afilu hiknahu lakadosh baruch hu shamayim va'ares kavraham avinu. Even if he's on the level of Avraham Avinu that was makneh, that brought the domination of God in the Shamayim and the Aris. That was Avraham Avinu's forte. He publicized to the whole world that there's a God in the Shamayim, there's a God in the Aris. Dichtiv be, like Avraham Avinu said, Harimoti yadi el Hashem el Alyon. Avraham says, I raise my hands to the exalted God, Kone Shamayim va Aris. Right, the one that owns the Shamayim and the Aris. Lo yinake medina shel Gehinnam. Still is not going to be saved from the punishment of Gehinnam, which means Yad Liyad. Even if a person is like Avraham Avinu, that's Yad Liyad, that raised his hands and said that God is the Kone Shamayim Va'ares, Lo Yinakeh, he's not going to be exempt from Gehinnam if he is a Ge'eh, if he has Gasruah, if he has Ge'ava. So the Yad Liyad in the Pasuk is a reference to Avraham Avinu that said, Harimoti Yadi, I raise my hands. And even if he's like Avraham Avinu that says, Harimoti Yadi, if he has Ga'ava, Lo Yinake, he's not going to be exempt from Gehinnam. Look at the Rashi. Kol sheyesh bo gasut haruach afilu hiknau, velo garsinan kol habal eshet ish. Okay, the other Gersa was kol habal eshet ish. Rashi doesn't have that Gersa. The pasuk is talking about arrogant people. Hiknau laKadosh Baruch Hu, hishlito b'shmacho. Right, God, Avraham brought domination to praising God and publicizing it. Alakol, Avraham shekarau kone shamayim va'aretz. V'hainu yad liyad, afilu domer laAvraham shamar arimoti yadi. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, kashelehu. That a question. The debate of Rabbi Shila, the yeshiva of Rabbi Shila. Hay yad liyad lo yinake yadim mev'ile. If you were comparing it to Avraham Avinu, the pasuk should say yadi, because that was Avraham Avinu's language. Harimoti yadi. The yad liyad doesn't fit with that derasha. So Ela Amri Deber Rabbi Shela Afilu Kibel Torah Ke Moshe Rabbeinu. Even if a person's on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu that received the Torah, Dichtiv Be Mimino Eshdat Lamo, which means in his right, in God's right, Mimino Eshdat, he gave a fiery law, and he gave it to who? He gave it to Moshe. So Yad Li Yad. Right? Even if a person's on the level of the Yad of Moshe that received the Torah, but he has Ga'ava, Lo Yenakeh Medina Shel Gehinam. He's not going to be free from the punishment of Gehinam. So the Gemara says, Kashya Le'el Rabbi Yohanan. He doesn't like the Derasha either. Why? Hayad Liyad Yad Miyad Mev'ayle. It's referring to the one that received the Torah. The language of the Pasuk should be Yad Miyad, because Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Borei Olam. It's not Yad Liyad, it's not hand to hand. It should say hand from a hand. So therefore, he Zoresh differently. El Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Afilu Oseh Sedaka Baseter. Even if a person is on a high level, that he does Sedakah in private, which means he does Sedakah Baseter. And we know that the mitzvah of giving Sedakah Baseter is a very great mitzvah. When you give Sedakah privately, with everybody knowing, Dichtiv. Matan Baseter Yichfe'af. The person that gives a gift Baseter, Yichfe'af, is able to subjugate the anger of God. That's how great it is. And still, Lo Yinakeh Medina Shel Gehinam. He's not going to be saved from the punishment of Gehinam if he has Gasruach, which means Yad Liyad. Even if he's a person of a Yad Liyad that gives Tzedakah, that is given from one hand to another hand, and he does it in a modest way, which is even on a higher level, if he's a Gasruach, he's still going to be punished in Gehinam. Which means, don't think that that God's anger that subsided by giving Tzedakah is going to take away the Gehinam. Even though the anger is subsided, usually when a person gives Tzedakah Baseter, the Gehinam is still going to catch up to this fellow that has Gasut HaRuah. Now she says, Eno Mechaper al Gasut HaRuah. The Gemara's next question, Azhara Legase HaRuah Minayin. The warning, where is the warning Pasuk to Gase HaRuah? You need a warning to be punished. The Maharsha over here has an interesting interpretation of what this Gemara's question. What do you mean, Azhara? Azhara for what? So let's read the Maharsha inside, the way he explained the question. Maharsha reads like this, Azhara legase haruach. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. Let's read the pasuk first. Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Ze'iri, Shim'u veha'azinu, Al tigbehu, or Al tigbahu. Pasuk is saying, don't be gavoa, don't be arrogant. So you got a pasuk over there in Yirmiyah. Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Amar Mehacha. Rav Nachman brings another source. Veram levavecha. If a person's heart's going to be high, veshachachta, it's going to lead you to come to forget God. Uchtiv, and we have another pasuk that says, Eshamed lecha, warning you, pet teshkachat Hashem Elohecha. And we know anytime the Torah says the word Hishamer, Hishamer is a negative commandment. Uchterabi avin amar bil'ay, de amar abi avin amar bil'ay, kol makom shne'emar Hishamer, pen ve'al. Anytime it says the language in the Torah, either Hishamer or the word pen, or al, eno ela belo ta'aseh. It means it's a negative commandment. So therefore it says, veram le'babecha. Person's going to become arrogant. What's going to happen? V'shachachta, it's going to lead you to forget God. And we know there's a negative commandment that you're not allowed to forget God. How do you know? Because it says, Hishamer pen teshkach et Hashem Elohecha. So therefore, the sin of arrogance really is connected to the sin of forgetting God. Since we have an issue to forget God, so then Ga'ava leads to that, like the Pasuk says, V'ram v'shachachta. So that's the warning Pasuk. Comes the Maharsha over and says, what do you mean, a warning for what? Im le'inyan isura, if it means a warning, how do you know Ga'ava is asur? V'forash pekama mikraot. We have many pesukim that show us that the gava is a negative thing. The imni anyan malkut ka'amar. And if it's coming to give me the law that what if a person has gava, he's going to get malkut. Now we know you can't give a punishment unless there's a warning. Ha'amrinan de'en le'medin medivrei kabbalah. You can't learn from a pasuk in Yirmiyah to get malkut. If you want to get malkut, that's such a thing. It's got to have a source from the Torah. So I got the pasuk Gemara quotes from Yirmiyah. Ve'efshar Dekai adele'il. It's going back to what we just said. De'onchin oto bedin gehinam. We just said that what the ge'eh ends up in gehinam. Gehinam's a punishment. Ve'en onchin namim mishimaya. Ela imken mazidim. You can't even get a punishment in shamayim, a gehinam item, unless there is a warning. And that warning already can come from Yirmiyah, can come from the Navi. So the Azhara, the Geser, what means, where's the warning that there's going to be a Gehinam? Gehinam, you told me already. What's the warning, Pasuk? So it's these Pasukim. Comes the Gemara and continues. Darash Rav Avira. Rav Avira was Doresh. Zimnin Amar La Mishemeh de Rav Aseh. Sometimes he said this following Hadush in the name of Rav Aseh. Vizimnin Amar la mishme derav ameh. Kol adam shiyesh bo gasutarua. Anybody that has gasutarua, arrogance, lesof mitma'et. At the end, he becomes lower. Rashi says mahashivuto. He loses his stature. Shene emar, like the pasuk says, romu me'at. Meaning, Romu, those that are Rom, those that are high, what ends up happening to them? Me'at. They end up going down. V'shimme tomar yeshno ba'olam. Maybe you'll say, all right, they might go down, but at least they're still in the world. Talmud tomar ve'enenu. Meaning, that's it, they're gone. God takes them out of the world. Vim chozer bo. But let's say he makes teshubah. There's always teshubah for any sin. So the Gemara says, Ne'esaf bizmano ke Avraham Abinu. Then already he'll die in his right time, meaning he'll live his full life like Avraham Abinu. Shene Emar, because the end of the Pasuk says, Vehum mechu bakol yekafesun. What does that mean? Vehum machu, meaning namoch, if they become low, meaning they make teshuvah, therefore they lower themselves again, meaning they become humble. Kechol yichvasun, like the one that was written on him, Kechol. Avraham Abinu was written on him, like it says, Avraham, Zakeim Baba Yamin, Vashem Beracht Avraham Bakol. Yichvasun, he will be taken away. Meaning he'll be taken away like Avraham Abinu that was written the word Bakol, if he lowers himself again. Kavraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov, actually be like all the Avot. Because all by the Avot it says Kol. Dichtiv Behu Bakol Mikol Kol. That by each one of the avot, by Avraham Avinu it says bakol, by Yitzhak Avinu it says va'ochal mikol, and by Yaakov Avinu it says v'chi yesh li kol. So each one it says these words. So the pasuk says kechol yikpesun, the guy will die like the ones that is written by them. By kumi deleve, full life if he makes teshubah, he'll die a good death. Kabbalah continues. The end of the pasuk said over there, Uchrosh shibolet yimalu. And like the head of a shibolet, the head of a stalk, yimalu, they will be like cut. This is talking about again the ge'eh. Mai uchrosh shibolet. What does it mean like the head of a shibolet, the head of a, you know, a wheat stalk? Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda. Had amar ki sa'sa de shibulta. Sa'sa de shibulta. Again, it's like the top of the shibolet. As she says, "Gobhoshil shibolet shikrim zekana shibolet." That's like literally the tail or the beard of the shibolet, like the top part of the stalk. V'un nishbar v'nofel me'elav. It seems the top part is very soft. I guess the wind comes and it falls off. It blows it off very easily. That's the same thing. Like the ge'e gets cut down. V'had amar kishibolet atzma. And some say, oh, like the stalk itself. So the Gemara says, "Bishtamar leman damar ki sa'sa de shibolta." According to the opinion, says it's the top of the shibolet, the soft part that falls off by itself. That's the ge'eh. That's his end. Haynu dichtiv uchrosh shibolet. That's why the pasuk refers to it as the rosh of the shibolet. That's why it's called the head of it. Ela leman de amar ki shibolta atzma. But according to opinion, it says no, that the ge'e is like the shibolet itself. Mai uchrosh shibolet. Why is it called the rosh? It should just say uch shibolet. Why is the pasuk refer to the ge'e as rosh shibolet if it's referring to the stalk itself? Amar Rav Aseh, v'ken tana de b'nei b'Yishmael. משל לאדם שנכנס לתוך שדהו, גבוהה גבוהה הוא מלקט. So, mashal, when a person goes into his field to cut the stalks, which ones does he cut first? The tall ones, the rosh, the ones that are high, those are the ones he sees, those are the ones that he cuts. So the Gemara calls it rosh shibolet, the tall shibolet. The same thing with the ge'eh. When God comes down to look into the world, the ones that are higher than the others, he levels everybody out. So those guys get cut first. Now the Gemara quotes a pasuk. The pasuk is in Yeshaya. I'm going to read you the whole pasuk. Kicho amar Ram v'nisa shochen ad v'kadosh shemo marom v'kadosh. This is the exalted God that's all the way in the highest places. He says ishkon, that's where he rests. Ve'et daka ushfal ruach. And the daka, or with the daka, daka is somebody that's low, ushfal ruach, somebody that is like as a humble spirit. So God is talking about the God that is exalted and all that, in the highest levels, ve'et, and with the humble and low-spirited person. So the Gemara says, what is the ve'et coming? Ve'et daka ushfal ruach. Ravunav rechazda. Had amar iti daka. It means over here, with. God says the humble person is with me. Ve'et daka. I mean, God says I am on a high level. God lifts the humble person next to him. Meaning in the Shamayim, God brings him all the way up close to him. V'had amar ani et daka. And some say the opposite. Ani et daka, God says, I go down and rest my Shekhinah with the daka. So if it's a machloket, does God elevate him all the way to him, or does God come down to him? U'mistavra keman da amar ani et daka. It makes sense that a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down to this world and rests his Shekhinah on the humble person. How do you know? Shari HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiniyah Kol Harim Ugba'ot. When God was giving the Torah, He left all the different high mountains and all the different Giva'ot, the different hills. V'Hishra Shekhinato Al Har Sinai. And He went and He put His Shekhinah on where? On the modest mountain called Har Sinai. So you see what? God comes down to rest His Shekhinah on the humble things. V'lo Gava Har Sinai lemala. Right? God didn't take Har Sinai and bring it to him. Right? God went down to put the Shekhinah on Har Sinai. So you see, God comes down to the humble people. Amar of Yosef, Le'olam yilmad Adam mida'at kono. Which means a person should always learn from his creator. Sharia Kadosh Baruch Hu, hiniyach kol harim v'geva'ot. God left all the different mountains, v'shra Shekhinato al Har Sinai. Instead, he gave his Torah on Har Sinai. You have to learn that. God loves the humble people. God loves the modest, the inconspicuous. God loves the things that are not, too hoary. You have to learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he loves. And therefore, you have to emulate God. Like the Pasuk says, V'alechta b'drachav. You have to follow God's ways. Mahu af'ata. So now we see, just like God loves humility, God loves things that are modest, like Har Sinai. The Gemara says in another place there was other mountains that were in the running. You had the mountains of Tavor, and you had the mountains of Hermon. These were tall, majestic mountains. Borei Olam picked a generic mountain that nobody ever heard about, Har Sinai, to show you again, God loves the things that are low. Somebody, one of the Baalei Musar, over here says a question. If God loves things that are low, so why did He give it on a mountain at all? Give it in the valley. Go to a place that's even lower than Har Sinai. I mean, if you're already giving a lesson on humility. And so from here they learn that a person, as humble as he is, he has to have a little esteem in himself, self-esteem, to understand his worth. Which means there's different types of humility. A humility that's crushes a person, that a person thinks he's a zero and he's a nothing and he's worthless. So that's not a good humility. That's humility that disables a person. That's a humility that paralyzes a person or puts a person in a depression. A person has to know he has a neshama in him. He has to know that he's special, that he's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's child, that God endowed him with certain talents, certain gifts, and certain kohot. Once already a person recognizes the fact he has a self-worth, he has some goodness in him, then already humility comes at that point to say, it's a gift from God, It can be taken away, God forbid, at any moment, and therefore I have to channel it and use my gifts to fulfill my potential. And the humble man always says, maybe I didn't do enough. Maybe I'm not serving God with my gifts as much as I can. If he's a rich man, maybe I'm not giving tzedakah. If he has a good mind, maybe I'm not learning Torah enough, and so on and so forth. And therefore, the Torah is coming along saying like this. At the same time, a person has to be not only like the Sinai desert, which is flat. A person also has to be a har. A person has to also be, have a little mountain. You have to have a little, not gava, but a little understanding of the person's worth. So you have to be both. Sinai is nothing. Sinai is just, like I said, a humility that destroys a person. At the same time, you have to be a har and a Sinai. You have to have a little, in your mind to know that the person is value. But like the Mishnah says in Pekei Avot, Habibim Yisrael, Shenivru Betzelem. The Jewish people are considered very precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they were created in the image of God. And it says, Chibano da'at lahem. And not only that, but God told us that. So we'll know that we're created in the image of God. Why should God tell us that? We become ge'er now. Now we know we're like we're created in the image of God. On the contrary, God wants to know how special you are, how important you are. Okay, now, once you have a specialty and importance, now you have responsibility. Now you can't just do anything you want. But you have to say every day, Matay yagiyu ma'asai l'ma'asai avotai Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov. The person has to remember he's a child of Avraham Yitzhak, that he comes from a phenomenal lineage, that he comes from a great pedigree. Oh, it's going to bring him gava. No, that's supposed to bring him now to serve God. Because once he knows already how great he is and his lineage, how great he is and what they're expecting from him, therefore he has to do more. So at the same time, you have to be a har and you have to be sinai. You have to have that, which the holy books call it, gava di kedusha, the gava of kedusha, and at the same time, the anava. Comes the Gemara and continues. And that's why it says in the Mishnah Perkei Avot, Moshe kibel Torah Mesinai. The first Mishnah Perkei Avot, Rav Haida makes a point. It says, Moshe kibel Torah Mesinai. It should have said, Moshe kibel Torah al Sinai. Right? Moshe received the Torah on Sinai. He didn't get the Torah from Sinai. So explanation is, he received the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did God choose Moshe? Because Moshe was like Sinai. Moshe learned the lesson from Sinai. He saw that God loves humility. Right, when Moshe Rabbeinu was taking the Jewish people out of Egypt, when he met God at the Sinai, God said, a year from now, when the Jews come out of Egypt, they're going to come back to this mountain over here, right? This mountain over here, we're going to give the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, wow, God's choosing this mountain over here. Must be he loves humility. So Moshe Rabbeinu adopted the trait of Anava. God said, because of that, you're the one to receive the Torah. So it says, Moshe kibel Torah. You know why Moshe Rabbeinu became the receiver of Torah? Miss Sinai, because he learned from Sinai. He learned the lesson from Sinai that what? God loves humility. Amar Rabbi Azar. Kol Adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach. Anybody that has gasut haruach, that's arrogance. Ra'uy ligaddeo ka'ashira. He's worthy to uproot him like a ashira. That's a tree that they worship avodah zarah. But the halakha says, not only do you cut the tree down, but you got to actually take the roots out from the ground. Ketivaka, it says over here, Verame hakoma giduim. Rame hakoma, those that are high, people that lift themselves up, giduim. What does that mean? Cut them down. Uchtivatam, and it says by the Asherah, by the tree of Avodah Zarah, Ba'asherim, tegaddeun. That you have to cut the Asherah itself. Ve'amar bil azar. Anybody that has gasruah, yes, it's arrogance and haughtiness, in afaron ninar. Wow, his dust does not move. Meaning, when there's tihayat tibeti, when there's the resurrection of the dead, his dust remains still. It does not move. In afaron ninar, shnei emar, says the pasuk. Hakisu veranenu shochene afar. When it talks about Tchayat Temetim, it says, Akitzu v'lanenu, wake up and praise God, Shochene Afar. Those that are Shochen Afar. Now what is Shochen Afar? Shochbe be'afar lo ne'emar. If it was talking about those that are sleeping in the ground, the dead people, it should have said Shochebe, those that are resting, be'afar, in the Afar. However, Ela says Shochene Afar. Shochen Afar means what? Those people that were neighbors to the Afar in their lives, they're the ones that get up, which means the people that are low. Shechin le'afar. that he's low to the ground. So those people that are shochenei afar, that are shechenim, that are neighbors to the ground, which means they have a low spirit, so that's what it means. They're going to be akitsu v'raninu. They're going to be resurrected. Right? As she says, mashpil atzmo le'afar. They lower themselves to the ground. V'amar bil azar. Kul adam sheyesh bo gasuta ruach. Shechina miyalelet alav. Anybody that has gasrua, God cries for that person. God is miyalel. God wails over that person. Shnei emar. It's like the pasuk says. This pasuk over here is in Teilim. Kiram Hashem. God is very high. Veshafal yireh. And he sees the humble men. Vegavoa. And the big one, the tall one, the arrogant one, mimirhak yiyeda, from far God will wail. Yiyeda means will wail, will cry for him, which means God sees mimirhak, the future of the arrogant man, and the future of the arrogant man is that he's going to be destroyed, and therefore from now God already wails on him because he knows his future. That's the way that she says. Mikodem shetavo alav pur'anut yamim rabim, meaning days before his trouble is going to come on him, which God already knows what's going to happen to him. It's already memirhak, from far, before the trouble comes on the ge'er, God already is crying for him, which shows you that his future is not good. Darash rav avira ve'etim rabbi el'azar bo'ur'e shelo kemidat kadosh baruch hu midat basar vadam. The way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like the way of mortal human beings of flesh and blood. Midat basar vadam, the way of people of flesh and blood, gavowa roe et gavowa, ve'en gavowa roe et shafil. The high people, they stay around the high people. That's who they socialize with. That's who they stay around. The high, the haughty people, that's their group. They don't pay any attention to the people that are lower than them. Aval midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu enochin. Hu gavoa ve'roet ha'shafel. On the contrary, he's very high. He's gavoa. But who does he pay attention to? To the people that are very low. Shnei emar kiram Hashem. Yes, God is very high. However, the pasuk says as well, ve'shafal yireh. Who does he see? He sees the people that are lower. Jesus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself to the humble people. Not like in this world, the arrogant people, they don't look at the humble, the people that are lower than them. They only want to look at the people that are higher than them, or on their equal status.
Amar Rav Chasda v'etim amur Ukba, kol adam sheyesh bo gasut haruach, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, en ani vehu yecholim ladur ba'olam.
Person that has arrogance, God says, me and the arrogant person, we can't live together in the world. And God isn't going anywhere.
Shene'emar, like the Pasuk says in Tehilim, Miloshni Baseter Re'ehu.
This is referring to somebody that talks Lashon Hara about their friend, Baseter, in private. God says, Oto Atzmit. God says, that guy that talks Lashon Hara, I destroyed that man.
Geva Enayim.
What about the guy that's Geva Enayim? His eyes are very high.
Urhav Levav Oto Lo Uchal.
God says, I can't take that person. Which means, I cannot take it, which means we cannot live in the same world together.
Al tikri oto, ela ito lo uchal.
Don't only read it that him I cannot stand, but ito, with him, I cannot stand, I cannot tolerate. There was once a story told of a fellow that came, a rabbi that came to stay in a certain town. And when he got to the town, they told him, there's two houses you can stay by. One guy is a very, very religious guy. He has a library in his house. The kashrut is very good. The only one thing is he's a little ge'eh, a little arrogant. But besides that, he's a very, 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 very good guy. So the rabbi says, and what's the other choice? The other choice is there's an ama'aris. He doesn't know too much. I don't even know if the kashrut is good, if you can eat. I don't know what type of sefarim he has. Okay, but he does have an extra bed, and he does have achnasat to orchim. So the rabbi, to everybody's shock, says, I'll stay by the Amar, I'll stay by the second guy. So what are you talking? How can you stay by him? We didn't even think it was an option to you. He said, God cannot live in the same world as the Ge'eh. And we have an obligation to follow Borei Olam. So if God cannot live in the same world, I should live in the same house as the Ge'eh. God can't live in the same world as the Baal Ga'va. So therefore, I'd rather go to the humble guy, the Amaris, even though he might have other deficiencies. But when it comes to staying next to a person, living with a person, God cannot live with the, does not want to live in the same world. Ika de matila. Some learned this pasuk that we just quoted. Amisapere lashon hara. Because the pasuk in the beginning was talking about miloshni baset re'eh. It was talking about people that talk lashon hara about their friends. Shnei emar miloshni baset re'eh oto atzmit. And the pasuk is also referring to those people God cannot tolerate as well. Amar of Alexandri. Kol adam shiyesh bo gasut haruach. Anybody that has exactly this geut. Afilu ruach kim'a ocharto. Even a small wind is able to ocherem. Ocher literally means over here to agitate him or to dirty him or to destroy him. Shene emar, like the pasuk says, v'had sha'im kayam nigrash. Which means that Isha'im, which is referring to the arrogant people, like the waters, Nigrash. How did you explain Nigrash?
Driven.
They are driven. Okay, they are driven like the waters. What does it mean? Uma yam sheyesh bo kam reviyot. We're talking about a yam. How many reviyot? It has so many reviyot of water. Hundreds and hundreds of gallons of water that are in the waters. And what happens? Ruach kima ocharto. A little wind comes, what happens? It brings up all the mud from the bottom of the waters, and now it muddies the whole the beach and the whole area over there. It brings up all the garbage. A little water is able to churn up a lot of gallons of water and make all sorts of trouble, right? Adam, she'en bo ela revi'id dam. A human being, what does he have? To live, according to our tradition, you only have to have the minimum amount of blood is what? But if you eat, she's a person can live with 3.5 ounces of blood. That's already enough to live. Which means, and what? Allahat kama v'kama. All the more so, a little wind will come. If a wind can come and bring destruction to a little river, not a little river, a river that has a lot of gallons of water. Kavahom, a little wind can come along and take a human being that only needs the one that if you eat the blood and turn him upside down. Which means he's very vulnerable to the midat adin. Amar Rav Chiya. Bar Asher Amar Rav Talmid Hakam Sarik Shiebo Ehad Mishmona Bishminit. A Talmid Hakam, he has to have a little Gaava. So the smallest Shi'ur that the Hakamim were able to come up with was an eighth of an eighth, which means 1/64th. There was a measure that they used to call an Ukhla. Ukhla was the smallest measure that they used to use in the old days, and that was 1/64. So they were looking for the smallest shiur. It's like that you would say like a gram or a milligram. Or, so they would say, all right, the lowest measure we had in those days, shemini shemini. Now why is there, Tamir HaKam have to have a little ga'ava? Because if he doesn't have a drop of ga'ava in him, then nobody's going to listen to him. He has to be able to rebuke people. He has to be able to stand up in front of people, to have a certain amount of a stature. Otherwise what? They're not going to listen to him. They're not going to take him seriously. And therefore, the Rashi says in the first wide line, "Mishkal katanu ve'ainu ochla kadoma sarik shibo me'ad gava shelo yu kale arosh mistolelimbo ve'yu devarav betkabelim alehem al korham." That's right. You don't want the light-headed guys to mistreat the Tamir Hakam. So he has to have a little gava drop just to maintain the anyam. That's what I say. Sheminit Sheminit is 1/64th, right? 1/64th is good, but anything more than that, for example, 1/63rd, which is more, that's already gas. Gas is 63. Gimel Samet. 1/64th is okay. Sheminit Sheminit Sheminit, but less, more than that, no good. Then already you're in the gas section again, which is not good. The Gaon de Vilna said on this. That's the Maharsha speaks out. He speaks out that limit. The Gaon de Vilna said on this something different. He said, every Tamir HaKam has to have what's called Sheminit Shebe Sheminit. What does it mean, Sheminit Shebe Sheminit? It says the the eighth parasha in the Torah is Parashat Vayishlach, and the eighth pasuk in Parashat Vayishlach is the pasuk that says Katonti Mikol HaHasadim Mikol HaEmet, which Yaakov Abinu says that whatever I accomplished and whatever I did and whatever you did for me with all the miracles of my Lavan's house and things like that, Katonti Mikol HaHasadim, I'm not worthy. So therefore, that's what it means. Tamir Acham Shemirit Shemirit. He has to have the same Shitaz Yaakov Abinu. Whatever Borei Olam did for me and all that, Katonti, I'm not worthy of all the good. So therefore, Tzarem is to be like Yaakov Abinu. Others explain Shemirit Shemirit is referring to the Tehillim Kuf Yutet, where that's written Bitmanya Apeh. That's written, every letter of the alphabet is written 8 Pesukim. Correct? There's 176 Pesukim in that chapter, 22 letters of the alphabet. Each one is written 8 Pesukim. Right? So in the Het section, one of the Pesukim is Haver Ani Lechol Asher Yereuchan. So I'm a friend of all those that fear God. And therefore saying, Tamir Hakam, he has to follow that dictum of David HaMelech. That what? His friends were all those that are fearing of God. I mean, you're close to those. The people that are fearing God, keep away from them. Haver Ani Lechol Asher Yereuchan. That's Shemirit Shemirit. You're following the rule of the Temanya Apeh in the letter Het, which is also 8. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Rav Huna Bere Derav Yoshua Umatera Le Kisa Seal Shibulta, which means when a person has this good gava, the gava of the Tamir Hacham, which causes the people to respect him and things like that, then the gava crowns him. It's a good thing, like the head of a shibulet. Like the beard, like that top part of the shibboleth, we said that the bad gava is cut off like it. But when it's good, it's like the crown, which makes it beautiful. Amar Rava, b'shameta de'idbe, u'b'shamata de'litbe. The person that has gava is b'shamata, is in hirim, and the person that doesn't have it should also be put in hirim, which means that's the balance again. Which means if you have too much, he deserves to be in Muhammad, excommunicated. But if he doesn't have it when he's supposed to have it, also he should be b'shemata. So again, that's the delicate balance that we're talking about. That you need, like Rashi says, gasut purta. Right? Again, because a person needs to have a little gava to rebuke people. Otherwise, they're not going to respect him. Yeah, who's this guy coming? But if a person has a certain stature, people get scared of him. So he's able to rebuke. It's not a gava for kavod over here. It's a gava for a purpose, in order that he should be successful in rebuking the people that they'll listen to him. Like the Pesach, the Gemara says in a different place, that Kohen Gadol Me'ehav. It says the Kohen Gadol. They say, what is Gadol? Gadol Be'osher. He was great in wealth. So the Gemara says, but let's say the Kohen Gadol wasn't wealthy. So it says, no, Gadleu Mishil Ehav. That Kohen Gadol, the Kohen becomes wealthy. For how does he become wealthy? Me'ehav. From his brothers. They have to make him wealthy. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol is a leader. And unfortunately, the way the world is, if a person doesn't have money, so what's going to happen? He's going to get up and give a rebuke. He says, what's this guy over here? He's a nothing. He's making $50 a week. I own him. And therefore, they won't listen to him. He got to get up there. Everybody knows, oh, he's a hashuv. He man has a stature. Now they'll listen. That's why Shlomo HaMelech, when he opens up his Sefer Kohelet, he says, Ani Kohelet ben David Melech Birushalayim. So everybody should know that Shlomo HaMelech had tremendous stature. He wasn't bragging. He said, first of all, Ani Kohelet. Some people, they only listen if hundreds of people or thousands of people attend the person's classes. So, oh, it must be very good because so many people attend. So he says, if for the people that get impressed by numbers, Ani Kohelet. I used to be Makil Kehilot. I used to speak in front of many Kehilot. Some people, that doesn't impress them. They want to know his lineage. They only come to people that have, you know, who's his father, who's his grandfather, what's his, you know, his pedigree. Ani Kohelet Ben David. Ben David, which means my father was the four of those that only go to somebody that has, you know, the great Yehus. I'm Ben David. And then you have the other ones that are only interested in people that are men of stature and wealth. Melech Birushalayim. I was the king of Jerusalem. The king is wealthy. Jerusalem is the capital of the world. So therefore, each one would fit in. But I guess he wasn't bragging. He was trying to use the berachot that God gave him to show the people that, well, listen to him. And that's why he was successful. Comes the Gemara and says, with all that, Hagava is good. You need a drop of it. You need a smidgen of it, a tinge of it. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, lo mina velo miksata. I don't want any of it. I don't want a lot of it. I don't even want a miksata. I don't want even a small amount. Mizutar, is it such a small thing? Dichtiv be, what's written about the Gaava? To'ava tashem kol geva lib. Anybody that's arrogant, God says he's abominable to me. So therefore, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, don't take the risk. You're going to start with 164th and then a little more, then you're in the to'ava zone. Therefore, it's, I'm not interested. Don't even take a little number of it, because you might take too much. You know, when they call midot, midot. Midot literally mean measure. Why the midot called measure? Because just like a spice is not good, it's not bad. It all depends on how much you use. If you use the right amount, it enhances the food. If you use too much, or use too little doesn't bring out the taste. Too much, it burns it, destroys it. And therefore the same thing with midot, character traits, especially ga'avah. Too much, you're ready to aiva. Too little, maybe that can be affected. So it's a specific midah that a person has to calibrate exactly the right amount. So Rav Nachman says, very dangerous. You know what? Lo mina velo miksata. That's why the Mishnah Pirkei Avot says, me'od me'od heve shval ruach. When it comes to the inyan of ga'ava, the Pirkei Avot says double. Me'od me'od. Doesn't just say be very humble. It says me'od me'od. Be extremely humble. And the Gemara says, like the three humble people that were in the world. Who are the three humble people? The first humble person was Avraham Abinu. Avraham Abinu said, "Va'anochi afar va'efer." Then you had Moshe Rabbeinu that said, "Ve'nachnu ma? What are we?" And then you had David HaMelech that said, "Va'anochi tola'at ve'lo ish. I'm nothing." So the Mefarshim say, "Me'od, me'od, me'od Rashi Tevot, Moshe, Avraham, David. Me'od. You have to be very humble, like who? Like me'od." Like the three humble people that were Shval Ruach. Amar Hizkiyah says, "En tefillato shel Adam nishmaat." The person's prayers are not accepted. Ela imken masim libo kebasav, unless he makes his heart soft like meat, which means not like he's not like tough like a rock or strict like a rock. Like also in the end of the Gava. His heart is soft. He has, let's say, he has a mercy, a certain softness of himself. Shne'emar v'ayam b'dechodesh b'chodesho yavo kol basar lehishtahavot. The shtahavot is to come pray. Right? You bow down in prayer. But who comes to pray and his prayers are accepted? Kol basar. Anybody that his heart is soft. Right? As opposed to the gasruach, his heart is tough, so his prayer does not get answered. Amar b'zirah. Basar ketiv ben. Now, what does it say by basar in the Torah? God forbid if a person has leprosy. So, one of the signs that the leprosy is going to heal itself is if you start to see live flesh grow next to the sarat. And what does it say over there? Vinirpa Adam, which means, I'm sorry, vinirpa. By the word basar, it says in the pasuk vinirpa, he will be healed. Adam lo ketiv be v'nirpa. Rashi says, look at the words Rashi. Basar ketiv be v'nirpa. Ubasar ki ye bo be'oro shechin. Right? On the flesh that has this shechin, v'nirpa. He will be healed. That means he'll be answered. God answers his prayers. Adam ki ye be'or besaro negasara'at. Uki ti ye ba'adam lo ketiv be'had b'nai v'nirpa. Lefi somebody that's soft and low like meat, that's soft, karov letrapot miyisurin. God will cure him from his yisurin, like it says, v'nirpa. Aval mishu kashe ka'adama. So it says Adam. Adam's like Adama. He's tough like the earth, that's strong. En refuah lemakato. There's no refuah. That's why when the Torah talks about the tzara'at, any pasuk that has the word Adam in it, it doesn't say v'nirpa. If a person wants to be tough like the Adama, there's no refuah. When it says basar in the pasuk, the next words are vinirpa. The person is humble, has a healing. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Yohanan. Now the Gemara wants to give us a little derashot on the word Adam, which is human beings, are called Adam. What does Adam stand for? So the first shita says, Efer Dam Mara. Efer is made out of dust, dam is blood, and mara is bile. That she says three lines from the bottom. Lama nikra shemo Adam? Why are we called Adam? Shu efer, dust, dam, and mara. Kilomar kulo hevel. He's all worthless. Lekach al yitgae. What are you becoming arrogant for? That she says, what is mara? Mara hi lachluhit mara. That's the bile. La yotzit min amirirut shebekem. It comes out of the liver. Umetkabelet ba'adam. Hakol lefi achodashim v'shinuy ha'itim. You know, it sometimes comes out more, sometimes it comes out less, depending on the weather, depending on the months. Ulfi ha'ma'achaz shocheil, according to the food that he eats. Now, what happens with his bile? Val yadea bain cholaim v'negaim u'machobim. It causes him a lot of sickness, especially depression. Right? That's what they call it, mara shechora. And then what is a person made out of? He's made out of afar, which is nothing. Dam, also the different diseases that come from the blood. And the mirirut, that's the bile that comes out of him that causes him to be there, which is so weak and so vulnerable. So what are you becoming a ge'er for? Look what you're made out of. You're made out of the, you know, of these materials. And then it says basar. What does basar stand for? So a person calls basar v'adam, right? Busha siruha rima. Right, busha, what is a person? Is a shame. Siruha is putrid. Rima. Rima is like the worms that end up eating them at the end. Ika de amri, some want to say on the basar, see there, siruha is really not a sin, but samach and sin are interchangeable. So therefore, put basar, siruha. Ika de amri, some want to say, no, the sin is actually interchangeable with the letter sheen. Sheol, dechtiv beshin, because that's where his house ends up. Where does a person end up living at the end of his life? In the sheol, in the grave, that becomes his permanent home. So therefore, basar, Busha Sheol, and what's in the Sheol? Rima. Rima is the worms and the maggots. Like the Mishnah Perkei Avot says, Merbe Basar, Merbe Rima. The more fat the person has, it's just more food for the worms to eat. Amar Rav Asher, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Gasut Haruach Lesof Nifhat. Again, person has Geut, God lowers him and he becomes a low person. As she says, "V'na'asa pachot ba'anashim," he becomes the low people. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "V'las'et v'lasapachat," which the Gemara is going to do this like this: "Las'et," someone that is high, "lasapachat," he becomes low. He becomes an auxiliary. He becomes secondary. "V'en se'et el lashon gavoa." How do we know the word "se'et" is high people? "Shne'emar v'al kol harim aramim v'al kol gevaot hanesuot." So you see, the high mounds are called nisuot. So that's lasit. Then sapachat, the word sapachat, ela tefila, is somebody that is secondary. Shneemar, sapecheni na elachat keunot le'echol pat lechem. This is referring to over here, the family of Eli that was cursed. So the curse was that their children are going to have to beg for bread. They're going to become like secondary to the kohanim. They're going to be lowered. So therefore you see, lasit. Someone that's high, somebody becomes secondary. They're going to become dependent on others. They're going to become needy. Amar b'Yoshua ben Levi. Now we go on the positive side. Bo'ure, kama gedolim nemuche haruah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How great are the humble people in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebe'ah, shebe'shahat, shebe'et HaMikdash kayam. Adam makriv ola. The person wants to bring a korban ola. Tzchar ola b'yado. He gets credit for bringing korban ola. Mincha, what's ring of mincha? A meal offering. Schar mincha biyado. Aval, mishidato shefela. If somebody that says humble, that is mine, his attitude is humble. Ma'ale alav v'katuv kilu v'kriv kol ha'korbanot kulam. God says if you brought all the sacrifices, shene emar, zivhe Elohim, ruach nishbara. It doesn't say zivach Elohim. It says zivhe, which means the humble person as if he brought all the sacrifices in one shot. Velo od ela she'en tefillaton nimeset. His tefillah is not despised. Shene emar lev nishbar v'nitke Elohim lo tibze. Elohim lo tibze, the Mefashim say, Elohim, even if he's not worthy, which means even if it's midat hadin, even if, let's say, the person is not worthy, according to the to have his prayers answered, even though it's mibhinat Elohim lo tibze, the humility is able to give the person an ability to tefillot to be answered. Va'amar b'Yoshua ben Nevi, kol hasham orchotav ba'olam hazeh. Anybody that evaluates his ways, he's constantly making hashbon nefesh. He calculates the effort that it takes him to do a mitzvah, or the hefsed mitzvah, the loss that he's going to incur by doing a mitzvah, keneged sechara, compared to the reward that he's going to get. Or the reward that he's going to get by doing the avera, keneged hefseda, according to the loss. He's always calculating, you know, the reward and the punishment. Geez, a person has to spend money, let's say, to do a hefsed mitzvah. A person has to be shomer Shabbat. Hefsed, he loses all that money by keeping Shabbat. But he calculates hefsed mitzvah, the loss of the mitzvah, keneged sechara, but look at the reward I'm going to get because of it. So it may be worth to give up a couple of $1,000, but look at the reward in Olam Haba. And the opposite, a person commits an avera, he has a pleasure, maybe steals some money and things like that, so it's sechara avera. But keneged hefseda, what's the downside? For that couple of dollars you stole, look at the punishment. So anybody that lives life like that, he's constantly sham or chotav, he's constantly evaluating his ways, zoche v'roe b'shu'ato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to be zoche. When Mashiach comes, he's going to be around for the salvation. Why? For the obvious reasons. The man's a tzaddik. He's going to be zoche to the geula. Shnei emar, v'sam derech ad enu b'yesha Elohim. Al tekne v'sam ela v'sham derech. Anybody that is sham evaluates his ways ad enu b'yesha Elohim. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah that we started with on Daf Bet. We go back to the subject of kinui. What is kinui? Where the person has to warn his wife. Now, we understood kinui to mean what? Do not be secluded with so-and-so. But that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Ketzad mekaneh la. How do you make kinui? So then the Mishnah said, if a husband tells his wife, Al tedabiri im ish peloni. Right? Don't talk to such and such a guy. And she was caught talking with him. It's nothing. She's permissible for her husband. She can eat teruma. So the Gemara is going to ask a question. Well, make up your mind. You give me a case of what's kinui, and then give me an example where that's not kinui. So the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha. Amart. You said, Amar la bifne shnayim. Al tedabiri im ishploni ze alma dibur stirahu. Well, from that's the example that you gave, that sounds like speaking. Don't speak sounds like that's considered stira. Because that was the Gemara's Mishnah's example. However, Vahadar Tani, then the Mishnah says what? Debera imo. And let's say she went and spoke to the guy. Adayin muteret lebeta. She's still permissible. Umuteret lechol betruma. Alma dibur la kelum. It's mastered that dibur is not considered anything. So make up your mind. So it was who? Diburu. Amar abaye. Hachi ka amar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Al tedabiri. If the guy told his wife, don't speak, v'debera, and she spoke, or, al tedaberi, v'nistera, or don't speak, and she ended up being secluded, or, al tisteri, or don't seclude, v'debera imo, in all those three cases, adayin muteret lebeta, umuteret lechol betruma, nechnesa imo lebeta seter v'shahata kedetum'am asura lebeta v'asura lechol betura. Which means, the only case that she's going to be forbidden is when the husband says, al tisteri, don't be secluded, and she was secluded. So how do you read the Mishnah? So look at the Rashi. Amar abaye, hachik amar. Amar la, when it says, kesad mekanela, right? How do you make kinui? Then it says, Amar La, it's giving you the cases that are not kinui and are kinui. So don't think that the case that follows Kesed Mekanela is a case of kinui. On the contrary, that's the side that's telling you it's not a kinui. And then she speaks out, Amar La, Lav Pirushad de Kesed Mekanela Hu, Elatarti Ketani, Vachi Kamar, Amar La Al Tedabiri, Vinistera, O Debera, Afapisha Avra Al Kinui. Even though she went against his warning, let's say she spoke to the guy after a good warning of don't be secluded. It's also not enough. She's still permissible to the husband. Then already she's forbidden. So for stira, the Mishnah is giving you the two sides. If it's you can't go one for two. You can't have dibur followed by a dibur, or a dibur followed by a stira, or a stira followed by a dibur. It has to be al tistiri, don't be secluded, and she was secluded with that fellow. Then already the sota process continues. Comes the Gemara and says, "V'imet choletzet." What do we say? That if, let's say, the lady was a sota, right? She has to go to Beit Hamikdash to drink the waters. In the interim, her husband died, and the husband had a brother. They didn't have any children, so therefore, technically, she falls to yibum. So the deen is no yibum in this case. Let her just make a halitza. So the Gemara says, "Amai." What do you mean? Let her make yibum. Why shouldn't she be able to make yibum? Amar of Yosef, Amar Kira, v'yatzeam bebeto ve'alecha v'yeta le'ish acher v'lo liyabam. It's talking about a case where, let's say, a lady, husband divorced her because matzaba ervat davar. He found out she was doing things not proper, a little immorality. So what does the pasuk say? It says he gives her a divorce. And the pasuk also says v'yatzea v'yetali ishacher. Sometimes not a divorce, but sometimes let's say the husband will die, and it's two ways of releasing the wife: either through a divorce or death. In either way, it says v'yetali ishacher. She can only marry somebody else, as opposed to the representative of the husband. The yavam is really like the shaliach of the husband. He's taking the place of the husband. Correct. So therefore, when the pasuk says when there's arayot and things like that, and there's divorce or death, because the pasuk is talking about both things over there. Ve'yatzea ve'yeta is talking about not only when she's going out because of divorce, but also if the husband died, leish acher. So therefore, no yibum, because the yavam is not considered ish acher. And this lady over here also, there was immorality taking place over here. She was secluded with a guy that the husband warned. He died subsequently. Ish acher, you can only go to a foreign guy, don't go to the yavam. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Amar de Abaye, ela me'ata halitza namelo teba'ay. So what does she even need halitza for? Which means if there's no yibum, she's not halitza. There's no connection. If there's no connection, what do you got to break it for? The Gemara says, Amar le, ilu ite leba'al milo ba'ya get, hashta namelo teba'ay halitza. Which means if the husband was alive, wouldn't he have to give his wife a get, even though she committed this inyan of sota? So therefore, now that he's not alive, so you got to get a get from the yavam. What's the get to yavam? Halitza, which means you're right. The yavam is actually worse than the husband. Just like the husband, if he was still alive, he can't just walk away and say, okay, you were committed a sota, I'm out of here. He walks away. No, you got to break it. Halakhically, how do you break it? With a get. So you have to break the yavam. He died now. So you got to give the get to. You got to break it to. How do you break it to the yavam? You give a halitza. Baruch Amen.